Well, do you have a special name for a paved road that has a black surface on it?
Blacktop.
Okay. And what about a paved road that has a light-colored surface?
I don't know what you call it.
Okay.
I don't know what to call it.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road? Do you have a special name for it, or would you call it a ditch?
You just call it, they just ditched it out, all I know about that.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Oh, lazy dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the sound that horses make, the gentle sound?
Horses.
Uh-huh. And they go, what do you call that?
You know, I just ain't never thought of it. I ain't never called it nothing.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped sort of like that, that children like to play with?
Pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
You done got out of my reach now. I don't know what you call that. I ain't never farmed none.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Make some muffins.
All right. Now, are those made with the same dough that you use for cornbread?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Muffin sticks, sausage stuff is that. Cornbread.
Well, what about corn dodgers or hush puppies?
Hush puppy.
Do you put onions in those?
Uh-huh.
And what about, let's see, cornmeal dumplings. Do you ever make those?
Yeah, I have made them a long, long time ago. Yeah.
Well, now, how do you make those?
You roll them, you make up your stuff, just like you're going to make a dressing out of it, and get your cornbread and roll it. You know, and ball,
uh-huh.
And have your juice in there, and you put it in
the
pot.
What kind of juice you put it in?
You can put it in most any kind.
You mean
juice like chicken,
uh-huh.
Anything like that, a ham. You know, like you have a ham bone or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then cooked it. You want to cook it like that, or you know, after it get done, then you roll your meal real hard and have it. You know, have everything in it, and then just drop it in there and it just boil. And you take it out, it's like iced potato.
That sounds good.
And season real. You know you have to add season good and
uh-huh.
Everything, but you boil it in that juice and don't put nothing else in it.
Well, now what kind of seasonings do you put in it? Salt and pepper?
You put salt and pepper and onions and this. Salt, pepper, onions, egg in your cornbread.
Do you have to put any milk or anything to hold it together, or does the egg hold it together?
See, you don't put nothing in that, but when you make that up, but your egg and your little water, you have a little,
uh-huh.
You take some of the warm juice out of your pot, you know, but you have to have a little cold water in there, you know, to keep it when you first put it in there, and then you put your little that juice in there. And you mash it up and roll it, and you just drop them in there like you drop iced potatoes.
So that
something.
Really sounds good. How long you have to cook them?
You don't cook them. They don't have to cook them about 10 or 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You know, if the other stuff you got your pot on, you know, still boiling.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.